Dirt roads to rock crawling, Tuba Chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 116 at the home studio with Chris and Lorenzo in the home studio. Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Doing good. Doing real good.
You look a little frantic.
I'm getting ready for a trek. It's packing, you know. This is a big trip.
It's a big trip.
And it's not like this is the first big trip, but, you know, it's just always hectic trying to finish up stuff with the buggy and make sure I got everything, because we get out there, you're not just running to the store. It's not that close, you know?
No, it's a little off. I mean, you're not far from anything, but you are.
Well, you're hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, because you got all
the forest roads. 2.5 hours by Dodge.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know.
Speaking of trucks, how's yours doing?
I don't know. I don't even know where it is right now.
So you're throwing darts and you don't even have a truck right now?
I don't even have a truck right now. I do miss my truck. Sucks. I hope to pick it up. Supposedly, I pick it up Tuesday.
Okay.
And then the insurance company sent me a letter over the weekend while I was gone, stating that that I was 51% at fault, and that they will not, even though they've already pre-approved to have the work done that's being done right now as we speak. I mean, tomorrow they should be washing it and vacuuming it and calling me for pickup.
Perfect.
I got this letter stating that it's not being covered now because I was 51% at fault for my tire blowing out on the highway.
Yeah, because that's always your fault.
That was my fault, because I really wanted my tire to blow out, and I was just, you know, I wanted
you wanted body damage.
I wanted to drive a quarter mile on steel treads, and I really wanted to pull over in the middle of godforsaken Southern California in the hot desert sun. To change a tire. I really wanted to do that.
You were near Boron.
I was near Boron. Exactly right.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it was, that was all, I had that all premeditated.
Well, yeah, I can tell.
So I called the
guilty
guy.
Until proven innocent.
I called the company up and I go, can you, what's up with this letter? And he goes, oh, that's not right, Mr. Green. I go, damn straight it's not right. Figure this shit out. And he goes, well, you know, it's Sunday and we'll have
Sunday.
You're going to have to call back and talk to the claims adjuster, blah, 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 such and such. And I got name, number, and extension. So tomorrow morning, guess who I'm calling at 7 a.m.?
Perfect. Get their home address too and do a drive-by.
Yeah. We'll find. Nice. What the hell? So, anyways, that's, that's that.
Well, that's insurance companies, man. I mean, they're there to take your money and pay out as little as humanly possible.
Well, I sent them a picture of the tire that blew up, you know, and it was down to the
fucking
steel
belts. They're in business to make money, dude. They're not in business to give money away.
Well, he even said, he says, obviously, there's a mistake here and we just got to figure that out. Right. Anyway,
you've had so many claims over the last 20
all,
years.
All zero claims for the last 28 years I've been paying into this shit. One fucking claim, and now they don't. I'm 51% at fault.
Yep. And it, guilty until proven innocent, man.
Oh, and then I would lose my good driver status, too, it said.
Oh, you drive a Ford.
Yeah.
So
that means I'm a great driver.
Right. If right.
You Prius, you automatically lose your good driver status.
Well, that's automatic. Yeah, I'd agree with that for sure. And so would Cody Wagner.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, getting ready to go to Trek, packing our rigs. My truck is sitting in the driveway with the camper on it.
Really?
And I started loading it yesterday, packing it with, Sierra Trek t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
And I mean, I've got a fair amount of stuff to still load into it, but I think I'll bring the trailer home Tuesday or Wednesday, and then get that connected and load.
So you're bringing the Jeep?
I am bringing the Jeep.
Wow. Yeah, so if you are going to be at Sierra Trek 2021,
well, it's not going to be at
August.
Sierra Trek.
Oh, it's so not?
It won't be at Sierra Trek.
Man.
But it'll be up there playing for the week before.
Oh, there you go. If you want to come see Chris's Jeep, come up the week before.
It'll be on the trail a little bit. Yeah, it's going to have some fun.
Yeah, I've had a few people say they were coming in, so we're going to have people rolling in and out throughout that week. So it'll be interesting. Yeah.
It should be good.
Come on up.
I'm looking forward
say
to
hi.
Getting up there. I know that it's going to be hot down in the Bay Area and the Central Valley and Livermore, where I live. It'll probably be warm, but not bloody hot up in the mountains.
Oh, hope not.
So
hope there's no smoke.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty bad in Tahoe right now.
That's
really
bad. Yeah, my wife came home a day early from camping at Camp Shelly. She texted me on Friday morning and said, air quality is bad. I'm pulling the ripcord and coming home.
I guess she was trying to get into Camp Cinnamon, but it was all booked up.
Yeah, no, that it was all booked up. There wasn't a pole to be had.
All the poles were taken.
Dick.
You brought it up.
Yeah, I know, right? I got it teed up for you.
So... So Real Trek is what, August 15th?
I believe so, yeah.
Through the August, I 15th, missed, okay, 12th fifth, through the 15th. 12th through the 15th.
I'm looking at the wrong month.
Yeah, August 12th through the 15th. We're going to be up there, as we stated in the last podcast.
Right.
And we're going to have a booth set up right in front of Snail Trail's booth. So you have to get, if you want to go see them, you got to get to us first.
Yeah, see how many torque. We're going to check your torques.
Yeah. Yeah. Torque checker. That'd be good.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
No, I don't think so. But we're...
You can't handle the torques.
So we... Here it is.
You can't handle the torques.
There, that's better. So we got our cool raffle prize. What do you call that thing? A squaddle?
Squaddle.
A squaddle. It's a square...
It's not a scottle. It's a square scottle. Yeah.
It's the Blackstone griddle. That's a 17-inch griddle.
Propane powered.
Propane and propane accessories. That's pretty freaking cool. So JL Latte Rodney had one up at our adopted trail.
That's right. He was cooking up
and
some
he made breakfast
meals
for us in the morning on that thing. And that thing was pretty badass. So
it's bacon like nobody's business.
Yeah. So Chris and I said, hey, we got to have a nice raffle prize for... Trek. So that's what we got. We got that and an accessory kit.
That's right. An official Blackstone accessory.
Wow. Okay. So it's all monogrammed.
And monogrammed. Oh, wow. And it's got, I guess, a cookbook. And it comes with some squeeze bottles for oil and,
and
whatever. And what else? I don't know. It's pretty good deal. So yeah, we're putting together a nice little raffle prize for the.
Then you got some seasoning or something to throw in there.
Yeah, I got a little Trader Joe's barbecue rub.
Oh,
that's going to be included
there
in
you
the
go.
Giveaway.
Okay. And then we're going to throw in some Wheeling Wine and Whiskey swag, of course. Put a trucker hat in there, some stickers. And then we'll do a gift certificate for a shirt because we don't want to hand out a double XL shirt that fraction of the population could wear without a tent pole.
Or it could be a schmedium.
Yeah, whatever. So then that way whoever wins that could redeem it and get the shirt of their size and color that they choose.
We'll give you Dirtbag's personal cell phone number. Yeah. You can call him and harass him.
See, that'd be cool.
Yeah, there you go.
So you went to Walmart because we were going to order it online, but then you go, dude, it's like cheaper at Walmart.
Yeah.
And it's in stock. So you went to your local Walmart and what happened?
Well, they had four in stock and it looked like all four of them had been run over by a bus or a truck. I swear to you. I mean, either they had been run over by a truck or they had been bought already and returned and they were all packaged up and retaped. Some of the boxes were ripped. I'm like, no.
You sent me pictures and it was terrible. It's like they didn't even try to like fix it or anything either.
I don't feel like, I mean, I would hate it. I mean, Wheeling Wine.
Here's your raffle prize.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a broken squaddle.
It may or may not work. It'll be good for making tacos. The griddle's all bent like a V.
Or, man, they used it for the week before they gave it away.
Yeah. Shit.
So I pulled a ripcord, did not buy it at that. So I texted Jason. I said,
you got to get.
Can you check your store? And he did. And yeah. So how did you do?
Oh, my gosh. So I went over there and I... I hadn't been to Walmart in a long time, and it's always entertaining at Walmart.
Oh, yeah,
right?
No, you don't want
And, you know, this whole Bay Area thing, there's, like, people still wearing masks, and it was, so employees are wearing masks at most places, I noticed.
Yeah.
But, honestly, I would say there was only about 20% people not wearing masks. So 80% of the people were wearing masks, patrons, inside of Walmart.
Wow.
And I was like, and I wasn't wearing a mask. And so I walk in and it's not
required.
I'll tell you, it wasn't if you're vaccinated, right. Or whatever.
Correct.
So here's the great thing, Chris. I do like this right now. So, you know how busy Walmart gets, Costco and all this stuff. I haven't been to Costco yet. I'll be going to Costco this week to get supplies. Uh-huh. Right. So we'll see how that goes. But as busy as Walmart was, I go in there with a shopping cart because I knew this thing was going to be heavy. And I'm blazing down the aisle to the garden section because you told me it's in the garden section.
Yeah, with the barbecues, not with the camping
gear. No, it wasn't with the camping gear. And so I'm like, okay. So I go straight to the garden department, which was on the total opposite end of the store. Of course, so it was like a half mile away.
Yeah, yeah. But you need the exercise.
So I'm going through, and I'm like a salmon swimming upstream. There were so many people coming. You know, and the other stupid thing is they put the, you know, sale items or
in the middle of the aisle.
The middle of the aisle by the checkout, between the checkout and the rest of the store, the aisles for the rest of the store. And it's like you got no room. Fucking Home Depot does that too. And you're trying to move your lumber, big old cart of lumber concrete and stuff. And the aisle weighs like just the width of the fucking cart. And it pisses me off. Anyways, that's a whole nother rant. But here's all these people coming at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, do I divert up a aisle and kind of go back row and back door this thing?
Oh, back door.
Well, no. So coming, and I was coming right at me, and I'm not wearing a mask, and they're wearing a mask. They parted the Red Sea for me because I wasn't wearing a mask. Like, I had COVID written on my forehead or something.
You do.
And, dude, it was the best thing ever. It was the best thing ever. It was just like, it was like I had a siren, you know, like police siren, and everybody was clearing off the roadway.
Winning.
All these people with masks were like clearing out of my way, like, oh, this guy's not good.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Man.
Bad news bears. Bad news. So I blazed right to the back. Garden center's closed.
What?
I mean, I'm like, is there a toxic spill? What happened? Did fertilizer bag open up? They got the big old gate over it, you know?
Paraquat
like,
spill.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, of course, I'm looking for somebody in a Walmart blue vest, and I don't see anybody. So I got to go all the way back to the front to customer service.
Were they parting the sea again? Oh, no, you were swimming with the salmon.
I was swimming with the salmon at that point, so there was no problem. So I go up to the front desk and found this gal, and I go, hey.
You got
to
ask.
What's up with the... What?
Yoga pants? Were there a lot of...
No, I didn't see... I didn't look. I was on a mission. I was just in and out.
Okay.
I did not observe what I... Yeah, I just knew. I just kept my head down. And,
all right. That's a good call. Effort.
So I you know, this gal went on a blue vest. I go, hey, what's up with the garden department? Oh, we close it early on weeknights.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't want to get into it. And I go, well, hey, right inside the garden department, I can see it. There's a Blackstone girl. Can I get that? And her supervisor goes, yeah, just escort him in. He can grab it. I'm like, great. So I went all the way back.
Up swimming against
swimming the against the zeal. But I had her in front. So everybody so was clearing for her. And she, I walk fast. Dude, she walked faster than me, and she has shorter legs than me.
Time is money, man.
Oh, man. She was hauling ass. She was pulling away from me. I actually kind of had to do like a little gallop to...
Wow.
Yeah.
Should have had Lorenzo do it.
Should have been skipping.
So Lorenzo should have done that.
Yeah. Well, he's... Yeah. No. So I go over there. Boom. Get well, the... Lorenzo's, you know, she opens up the gate. Anymore. You know, it's a big entourage to get the gate open. People are looking at me like, ooh, he's going into the garden department.
Ooh.
And one other person tried to go in, and she's like, no, garden department is closed.
Sorry. VIPs
Sorry.
Only.
Should have. Moose should have told you out front.
Right.
So, got the Blackstone, and then, you know, I went immediately to self-checkout because
they
just scan one card.
They weren't crushed or run
no,
over.
No, they all look good. They all look good. There was a little tape missing, you know, where it kind of ripped off some of the box. But other than that, the box is in great shape.
Good.
So.
Okay.
And we have the receipt. So if somebody wins it and something's wrong with it, we'll just, you know, take it back. Whatever.
There you go.
So, yeah, so, but yet, we are not done with my Walmart experience.
Oh, geez, all right.
So I go to self-checkout, cheek, credit card, boom, done, get the receipt. Go out of the store with a shopping cart, okay, with a Blackstone grill and a receipt.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they got the bumpy fucking things. So I look over and to my right, and there's no cars coming to the right.
Uh-huh.
To the left, there's this guy in a minivan. Won't say his nationality.
Okay.
I'm sorry, a gal in this minivan. And so I looked, I saw them, recognized them. They were stopped.
Okay.
And they looked to their right. I was on their left. They look left. So had to see me.
Sure.
And so I start going across, you know, my departure from the Walmart bump stops there, the yellow
dots.
Legos.
That's right, the Legos.
And so I'm like, you know, halfway into the street.
Uh-huh.
And she hammers the gas.
Well, she clearly wanted to run you down.
Clearly. And had I not fucking picked up the pace and gave it a big old push with the cart, I would have been run over.
Well, it would have solved the problem back on the track.
So I put my left hand out. I had the cart with my right hand, and I freaking touched the hood.
What?
I put my hand on the hood. Okay, that's how close it was, and I was almost getting run over by the driver's front tire on that minivan.
Wow.
And the look on her face was like, holy shit. And I was fucking pissed, dude. And I fucking slammed down on the hood, you know, and there might have been some explicitives that I said.
Expletives?
Yeah. And you know, she, you know.
Is it the Tawua?
Yes. And so I'm like, you know, at least roll down your window and say sorry or something. She didn't. She just was so fucking mortified.
Scared of you.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to freaking just break the window. But I'm like, just
crazy
whatever.
Crazy guy with a squaddle on a shopping
cart. If I was an old man,
you'd have been dead.
Like you, I would have been run over. Well, the reaction time would have not been there, and I would have been flat.
I'm insured. My wife would have been happy.
So. You and Lorenzo would be doing this podcast right now.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
I think we should send Lorenzo on these chores from now on.
Yes, it'll be a very long time before I go to Walmart again.
Well, it'll be a very long time before Lorenzo has a credit card again.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, good. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah. Thanks for endangering my life. Risking life and limb for our freaking raffle prize.
Well, supporting the sport, man. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Taking one for the team.
Well, there it is. Damn near. Yeah, that was crazy.
Shit. All right. So you guys, whoever wins that squaddle is going to have that's the story behind it, apparently, which is pretty epic, actually.
It is.
Right on.
So back to better things. Barrett Lake's open.
That's what I heard.
Barrett Lake is open thanks to the Highlanders.
That's right.
Four-wheel drive club up there.
And lots of other volunteers.
I know James and Rhonda were up there. Of course, Toyota Tyler was up there.
That's right. Ford Yoda
Matt
Tyler.
Hatters. Yeah, Ford Yoda Tyler. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. if you know, you know. So they poured a bunch of concrete, set rocks in with a chain link, and built up one of the
undercuts.
It was bad. Yeah, it was a bad section of trail. Mm-hmm. So trail's open. So if you haven't been on Barrett Lake and you're in Northern California, if you're coming out to do the Rubicon, I highly, highly, highly recommend making your trek over to Barrett Lake. It's not far from the Rubicon at all. And it's 6 miles in, 6 miles out. But it's not. There's some sections that are tough. There's an optional section that's really tough. But it is a spectacular trail. The lake at the end is like I say, one of the most beautiful
High
Sierra lakes I've ever been to. And of course, you can hike up to the plane wreck that we talked about on podcast before. So, anyways, check it out. Barrett Lake's open. I'm really looking forward to doing that trail. We usually do it in September.
I want to go this year for sure.
Yeah, end of August, early September, we usually hit that one up. So I'm looking forward to that.
So if you go in, remember that there's a gatekeeper there. That you got to make sure your rig is narrow enough to fit through the gate.
Yeah, so you can go to the Highlanders website, the Highlanders Four-Wheel Drive Club, and they have an update on all the Barrett Lake, if it's open or closed, and then what the width is. I don't want to misquote it. I think it's 84 or 87.
Yeah, something like that.
My buggy just barely fits.
Right. So, and then, of course, if you do go, make sure you bring everything in and you bring everything out. There's no garbage services. There is a very primitive bathroom.
Oh, it's one. Yeah, there's one shitter in the camp vault toilet. That's
you might bring your own TV.
Metal toilet seat.
Right.
And thing's cold as know what in the morning.
Exactly. But so very few services, but definitely take care of that jewel up there. And if you take all your garbage out with you, do not leave anything behind.
And fires are going to be banned up there.
Oh, yeah, so. There's no fires for sure.
There you go.
El Dorado National Forest announced starting actually tomorrow. This episode's going to drop on July 26th, the El Dorado National Forest has announced that even in established campgrounds with fire rings, there will be no fires allowed.
There you go.
No fires at all. No campfires at all.
We were correct, and Tyler was trying to correct us.
Well, this is just a new rule. But you can still use propane, stoves and barbecues, but you may not have an open fire in a campfire.
Got it.
So take care of these jewels up there, everybody. I know there's a lot of people recreating up in the forest because that's one of the things that's never not been allowed during this weird time we've been going through. But take care of these things. Please, please, please take care of them.
Yeah. And where's Rob's Resort?
Rob's Resort. It's not
off of Highway 4.
It's not near Markleyville. Oh, I guarantee it.
Okay.
I Googled it because I've heard of Google and it takes seconds to do. Rob's Resort is actually off of Ice House Road, not very far from Loon Lake.
Or not very far from Ice House Resort.
Not very far from Ice House Resort either. Yeah.
Not very far from the Rubicon Trail. Which is.
It's like, I mean, come on, guys. I wonder
how many Toyota people that listen to Snail Trail are going to end up on Highway 4 looking for Rob's Resort for the cantina on the con.
I think, I don't know. But, anyway, so everybody, Rob's Resort is up near Rubicon, not down by Barney Riley.
So there
the,
you go.
The campground by Barney Riley
correction.
That survived miraculously from the Tamarack Fire is Carson River Resort.
Right.
And I guess the campground that Esprit de Four was in, which is like a group campground, a little higher up, did get scorched. But the campground itself with the buildings and the RV pads with the hookups and all that stuff was spared.
Got saved. Okay. That's good to know.
And I believe a majority of Markleyville itself was also spared. I do believe some structures burned in probably, outside areas.
Right.
But that fire has turned into a pretty major deal. It's in the 60,000+ acre range now. And I know at one point it had hopped across 395. And I guess they've contained it back onto the west side of 395. But it's last I read, it was only less than 10% contained. And it's wreaking a lot of havoc up there. And we're coming into another heat wave as we record this next week. Supposed to be pretty warm. And, when atmospheric moisture drops and temperatures rise, and if the winds are blowing, it just makes shit spread. So I want to reiterate, we're going to keep hammering away on this show and all the other shows that you listen to. You need to be super responsible with your campfires. Right now, El Dorado National Forest, no campfires. I imagine a lot of the other forests are going to fall in line pretty soon. With the same restrictions, but if it says you can have a campfire, but the winds are blowing and you're going to have embers getting up in the sky, don't do it, man. I mean, and especially don't even launch fireworks. Jason mentioned it, I believe, in the last episode about welding, about using a
grinder,
anything that creates sparks or some sort of ignition source. Think before you act.
Yeah.
So yeah, very dry up there. Very, very dry, very dangerous.
Yes, 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 yes.
Pay attention to what you're doing.
Be smart.
Be smart.
Make good decisions. Make good choices.
So, Cantina on the Con, that's going to be coming up. We just mentioned that. It's in September. We'll talk about that in a future episode.
Labor Day weekend, right?
Labor Day weekend, that's right. Barrett Lake Trail's over. We have a new patron.
Oh, hey. Again. It's nice. We had Timothy last time, right?
We did.
Timmy. Yeah.
Timmy. So he should have gotten his little mailing of stickers and a letter from Lorenzo.
Welcome. 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 Welcome to the Old Elk Club. Yeah.
That's right. And now we have our new patron also joined the Old Elk Club is a gentleman named Alan.
Alan.
And I think we
Alan.
Got, huh?
Alan.
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 Yeah, Alan.
Alan.
Is that something?
No, it's actually Ellen. Is it was going around viral. The marmot, they had it saying Ellen. Anyways,
I'm not sure.
I know a lot of people that are out there are shaking their head. Yes.
Yeah. But, this is like that movie that I didn't know.
Okay.
All right. Well, Chris is clueless once again. But anyway, Alan, welcome to the club. You're gonna get a mailing here pretty soon with your stickers.
All right. Matthew McConaughey.
That's
right. That's the one that he couldn't get.
That's right. Okay.
Go ahead. Who was it? Go ahead.
God damn it.
Cat needs more cowbell. Here we go again.
I can't remember his name right now, but I know who it is.
Got a fever. Come on. Needs more cowbell. Do you not learn anything on this show, Chris?
I know who we're talking about, and I know the movie, Pulp Fiction, but I'm just losing his name. Dude, I'm having a senior moment. Leave me alone. Fuck, I'm 53 years old. I'm starting to have moments. What's your name?
John.
Chris? No.
Yes, Chris is right.
Chris.
It's Christopher.
Christopher Walken.
Yes, Christopher Walken. Nice.
I should be able to remember this. He's got a great name.
Just you like said me, last so. Podcast, what's his name, Chris? What's his name, Chris? What's his name? Oh, that's a good name. Yeah.
Damn, we're just badgering each other.
It man. Is.
You're killing me.
Christopher man. Walken.
Anyway, as we derail once again, let's bring this back into the normal bunny trail here. Alan, welcome to the club. You look in the mail. You're going to get your little packet here pretty quick. And yeah.
Is Lorenzo still signing those with his hoof print?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure he's the one that's doing it. So. Oh.
Well, there you go. It's about time. He's been stepping things up. That's good. That's good. All right. Well, welcome, Alan.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for contributing to this fine podcast here.
So, yeah, absolutely. And so
if
we're going to be.
I say so myself.
Yeah, it is a fine. It's the fastest growing podcast, off-roading podcast. And we're going to be off-roading very shortly. So,
that is a news flash.
When this episode drops.
Yes.
Jason and I will be at Meadow Lake.
Yes.
And we will be probably recording episode. No, we are going to be recording episodes up there.
117.
Some episodes may be sober.
Yeah, we may have some bonus.
Maybe not sober.
Bonus episodes.
But it's going to be awesome. I'm super excited to get up there and get on the trail and be able to talk about being on the trail and enjoy some good food, some good company. And
so that begs a question.
Yeah, what's that?
Do I bring Lorenzo or do I keep him at home?
Oh, man.
Because the last time that didn't end up so well.
It was a big trip. And the question is, are the Snail Trail Boys coming up?
Yes.
But, of course, that's been done. So now somebody else have to top it.
Yeah.
I honestly think we should, unless you've got a cage made out of unobtainium.
Well, and he is chipped now.
He is chipped.
He's GPS tracked 24/7. Part of that was a mandate from
Spain. Insurance company.
Yeah, no, Spain. That was part of his release schedule there.
Oh,
you know, but
well, I mean, if you bring him, you got to feed him. You got to continue.
Well, I feed him anyways here.
Provide him with beverages.
It's the same thing as here.
Okay. Well,
but if he wanders off again,
well, then
I don't know.
He's on his own.
Okay. Now we'll see, Lorenzo.
I mean, the desert.
He's putting his hooves up, like praying, like please. He's pleading right now. Well, kind of pathetic, Lorenzo.
Better. I'm not bringing my credit cards on this trip. No, there's no way.
No, all that's been locked. We are good. They don't accept hoof prints for signatures anymore.
I'm still my credit card's locked down anyway. I can't. I mean, I'm still making payments on it. So anyway,
right. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
So anyway, yeah, look us up. We're going to be...
You're definitely going to be on a leash if you go.
We're going to be in the campground. I'm not sure what exactly campsite we're going to be in, but you'll be able to find us.
Oh, just listen for debauchery.
Debauchery. Music and...
And the sound of a large ice rock in a glass clanking around.
So what are you thinking of bringing?
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you going to be bringing anything exotic on this trip as far as bourbon? Or
okay. Didn't know where you're going with that. Always as a, there's a fine bourbon selection in my camper.
I think we need to open up that.
But the door is going to remain locked.
We need to have that old smokehouse that we haven't opened yet.
Old smokehouse. What is that?
Or the smokehouse.
Jesus, here we go again.
Really?
Smoke wagon.
The one I haven't had yet.
Uncut. I haven't either. Hasn't been open. Uncut, unfiltered. It is ultra rare.
Yep.
And I think we should. It's got the gold medal medallion. It's the Olympics are going on. Yeah, it's perfect timing.
Perfect. Let's do that.
There we go.
Bring that up.
Okay.
We'll open
that
up.
Let me add that to the list.
I'm looking forward to trying that one, this old smoke wagon.
Smokehouse select.
Oh, shit. I've had two beers and I'm already a wreck. Well,
let's
whatever.
Let's see here. Ammo, shotgun. Okay. Making my list here.
Smokehouse, old smoke wagon.
Smoke wagon. Skin that smoke wagon.
Well, yep. Like I said, we haven't been on the trail in too long, man.
Well, I was out.
We're working
too far.
Working and trying. I've been working like a dog. Summer's just
killing it's been
me.
just cranking right along, huh?
Yep, but I'm ready to go. I want to get up there. I want to be able to provide content to the listeners.
That'd be nice. So, yeah, the listeners want you to go four wheeling,
and I want them to see me on the trail.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'll be posting up some pictures
Document
on the gram,
that.
And I'm excited. So, hey,
it's for horses and jackasses like Lorenzo.
Speaking of work, and I don't really want to talk about work
Jesus
for very
crammy.
Long, but this
really?
Is kind of a little bit of a rant.
Oh boy, here we go.
So. Yesterday, Saturday, my day off, I'm sitting at home chilling, and there's supposed to be a concert at the club. They're going to have a Rod Stewart, tribute band.
I was going to say, the Rod Stewart's going to be there?
No, it's a tribute band. Anyway,
okay.
So they do it, you know, out there by where they stage up all the golf carts outside the pro shop.
Right.
And, you know, you want to make sure that none of the sprinklers are going to turn on.
Right. Yeah, because that's not good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad with all the members sitting there and whatnot. So we go to pretty great lengths to make sure everything's disabled and we fail safe it, so nothing's going to
sure.
go wrong.
Shut off lateral lines and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, flag key or whatever.
Yeah.
We actually disable power to satellites.
Oh, there you go.
So it's
just
pretty.
Take all the what ifs out of the scenario.
Exactly.
There you go. Good.
But I still want to log into the irrigation computer from home through the internet to disable those areas so that we don't have an inaccurate flow number.
Yeah.
Well, computer is not connected to the internet.
Uh oh.
The irrigation computer is not available.
Okay.
Unavailable. I'm like, oh, that's not good. So that means the internet's either the internet's down at work.
Or your computer fried.
Or the computer's off, which is neither one's good.
No.
Well, the computer being on, but no internet is fine. So it's like 5 o'clock. I'm getting ready to have an adult beverage and I'm like, shit. So I talked to my wife. I said, I got to go to work. The internet's down. I got to go see what's going on. So 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, jump in the truck, drive to work.
Ugh.
And? Good news. The internet computer, the irrigation computer was up and running and fine.
Okay.
So I'm there. I make the changes necessary. I recalculate everything, blah, blah, blah. Internet's gone. It's not working. The modem is in a building 1,800 feet away that I have no access to.
Perfect.
So I can't just go power cycle the modem and be happy again. So I'm sitting there. So I talked to my IT guy. I text message my IT guy's like, hey, it's a Saturday evening. I'm like, yeah. Well, I'm not working right now. It's like, dude, you're IT, you work all the time.
24/7.
It's like, no, I don't. You can contact Comcast and they'll help you as business class. So they should, you know, there's a special number.
Right.
So I call Comcast business class 800 number, which is supposed to be 24/7, 365. And because we pay extra because we're Comcast business class, you'd think you're going to have a higher level of response.
Right.
Yeah, no. So you go through this nightmare of AI, this phone robot person chick thing that is stupider than a rock. You know, you can't understand what I'm saying. Numbers, account numbers. And then my phone is a VoIP phone. So I can't use my office phone. I have to use my cell phone.
Sure.
Well, my cell phone number is attached to my Comcast account at home.
Oh, geez.
So it's like, oh, hey, Chris, we have you at, and it gives me my address. I'm like, no, that's not the account I'm calling about.
Nope.
So I tried, and dude, there is literally no way to talk to a human being.
Oh, boy.
And finally, it gets to the point where it's like, would you like to have tech support by text message?
Yes.
And I'm like, what? What do you mean text message? I want to talk to a fucking person.
Yeah, good luck.
No, we have text message service. Please say press this button to make, I'm like, okay, yeah, let's do this. So they hang up.
Oh boy.
And they said, and then you get a text message, press Y to accept this thing and understand that you're going to have, potential data charges or whatever.
Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
Whatever. Okay. I got unlimited plan. I don't fucking care. I just, so 20 minutes, 25 minutes. It says we're connecting you to a technical support specialist, 35 minutes, 40 minutes. 45 minutes.
Ugh.
Still no response on. And I finally text in. I said, waiting.
Nice.
And it comes back and it responds, you're in the queue. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and then I call again and dude, there's I was there for an hour and a half trying to get some tech support for my business class internet.
Uh-huh.
Mission critical.
Okay.
You cannot talk Nothing. To you can't no. you can't talk no. to a human being
no.
anymore.
No.
Text message, really? Fuck you, Comcast.
So needless to say, you didn't get it fixed.
Well, no, but I made it so the irrigation was going to be correct.
Right.
Then I drove home and had dinner and then went to bed. I arrived at work today. I went in this morning.
Yeah.
The internet was still down.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so I go out and I check the golf course and get the crew started, unlock gates, blah, blah, blah. Come back to the office and I'm fully situated. I'm getting ready to call Comcast again to do battle. Because that's what you got to put your battle helmet on and you get
ready
to do, you know, tech support battle. And fucking internet's working.
See, they fixed it. They fixed it.
I was like, you fuckers.
Perfect. So, all you got to do is flip the switch.
I know. So frustrated as hell. But I mean, you pay a lot of money for business class and you think you're going to get a higher level of support.
Yeah.
And you don't. You're just the same as any other common person. Maybe if you're Google, does Google use Comcast? I don't know. Google probably uses Google.
They got their own.
But that was frustrating. And the fact that I had to interrupt my evening and didn't get an adult beverage and, you know, just kind of rolling into my peaceful time.
Oh, jeez.
I was denied. And I didn't even get to go to the concert. So.
No irrigation.
Yep. Anyway, that's my work rant. That's a free one for y'all.
Wow.
What else you got? Nice. You got anything else?
Well, I did the little car run this weekend, the hot rod run with the Roadster. Yeah. We had, there was about 35 cars or so, 40 cars at this event. We rolled up with six cars from the Bay Area.
Okay.
To Twain Heart, you know, Northern California. Neat little town. Small town.
Outside of Sonora there, right?
Yep, just outside of Sonora, just below Pinecrest, Doddridge.
Doddridge.
Yeah.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, really neat. So, cool little town. You know, we parked at the hotel and just walked everywhere. Walked to, you know, restaurants and ice cream. And
So, it's like Copperopolis.
It was great, different. Yeah. And they had a street fair going on for the weekend. Cool. Yeah, Saturday, Sunday. So that was cool. There was, 60 some odd vendors.
Okay.
You know, all kinds of cool arts and crafts and stuff. The guy was there that sells the dips that you just add to sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a garlic and herb dip that we've seen before. So he was there, and those are always good. They're easy. Mm-hmm. I got them in the camper, you know. I'm going to. Sure. You know,
bag
do
of potato
some,
chips
yeah.
and you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. Sour
Ruffles
cream,
have
chips.
Ridges.
Mix it up, you're good.
Not sponsored by Ruffles.
But he had his sauces out there, and I'm looking, and there's this Sartin's, I think I'm pronouncing it right. It's a sauce that we had way back when we go to Tamales Bay, and Oyster Man would come around. I mean, it was like the ice cream truck, but it was an oyster. The guy selling oysters in the campground.
That's cool.
He didn't have the music like the ice cream truck, but we were calling him the oyster. The Oyster Man's coming. The Oyster Man's coming.
Perfect.
And so, you know, we're okay. We'll take a, you know, 4 dozen of those and 2 dozen of these and, you know, go get all that. And then he's like, oh, have you had this sauce? And I said, well, why no? I haven't, but let's try it. And it was like a smaller bottle, like a Tabasco, a little bit bigger than a Tabasco-sized bottle.
Okay.
And really good freaking sauce on oysters. I'm like, yes. And so when he came back around the next day, I'm like, dude, let me buy, you know, 6 bottles of this stuff. So I bought it. And I've been savoring. I've had, you know, a little bit left. I look on the internet. I couldn't find it and stuff. And then I just, you know, last couple of years, I didn't even pursue it. Well, this guy bought that company.
Okay.
I guess, you know, they became friends or whatever. And he goes, hey, I'm selling. You want to add it to your line? And he goes, yeah. So I saw it there and they were in bigger bottles.
Cool.
And so I ended up buying 4 bottles of that yesterday. That's really good stuff. So I'm going to bring that up to Trek.
Bring it.
We need oysters. I'm going to have to talk to our oyster man.
Yeah, we haven't had oysters in years up there.
Yeah.
Roasted oysters, man, those are good.
Barbecued oysters. It's called the sauce, and it is. It's Sartin's, Sartain's menu, and it's a smoky hot chipotle peppers, garlic, and tequila. I didn't know there was tequila in it.
Wow.
It is really freaking good, man. So yeah, check it out. This guy's out of Tracy.
Okay.
Primos. Yep. Gourmet foods.
Okay.
You know, just small mom and pop operations. So it was fun supporting them. So
they have a storefront in Tracy?
I don't know. Don't know.
Let's check you, that out.
Yeah.
It's just over the hill from where I live.
But you can go to primosgourmetfoods.com.
Well, there you go.
And order away. Highly recommend it.
We'll let you know how it goes with oysters next week.
5 out of 5 stars.
2 weeks. 5 out of 5 stars.
5 out of 5 stars. Highly recommend.
Nice.
Yeah, so then they also had this guy that was a machinist there that had all kinds of shells, you know, bullets, casings. Oh,
right.
So he had like keychains from all kinds of different, you know, bullets. That was cool. And then he made artwork out of it.
Okay.
So he actually had like an A's logo. He had a San Francisco Giants logo too. Yeah. I didn't care about that, but he had an A's logo,
uh-huh.
And he painted all the shells. So they were all sitting on end. So you're looking at the back of the shell, you know, where it would fire, where the primer is.
Right.
And so he had that, you know, yellow and gold. It was super cool. He did some flags where the shells are laying sideways, you know, for the stripes.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, you know, where the field was with the stars and stuff. And he had all those. He had some hollow points in there. It was just cool setup. So I'm like, oh, I got to support this guy. He's obviously, you know, hardcore American and
Second
machinist.
Amendment
support. Yeah, exactly. So I bought a few things from him.
Cool.
That was cool. And then, so we ate the really good Mexican place there. It's called El Jardin. And there's other El Jardins around.
Sure, I've seen
There's
that.
One at Murphy's,
uh-huh.
You know, and obviously one up in Twain Hart here. There's like 5 or 6 of them.
All owned by the same people?
Yeah, it's by the same family. So okay. Here's the cool thing. So the mom and father started this El Jardin. I don't know where the original was. I think it's in Santa Cruz, the original one.
Wow.
And still there. And so as the kids grew up, they got to start a restaurant, El Jardin.
Oh, seed money and everything?
Yeah. And so Chastity is the owner, the daughter that owns the one up in Twain Hart.
Uh-huh.
And what's cool, what they do is, you know, it's a typical Mexican restaurant with all the Spanish flair. Her name's Chastity. So up on the wall, and when you look, you go into these El Jardin restaurants, you look on the wall in the plaster, their name is in the plaster, but it's kind of hidden, you know, it's part uh-huh. of the plaster. And so her name's spelled out, Chastity, above the entrance door there, just does beside
she,
it.
She has sisters named Faith, Hope, and Charity?
Yes. How'd you know?
I'm just wondering.
Oh, no cinnamon, though.
No cinnamon.
But anyway, so this is kind of a cool story and great food. So we ate there, and then the other cool thing I will say, traveling from the Bay Area up there, we stopped at the Farmer's Blacksmith.
Okay.
And this is a shop, I'd heard about it. My dad used to love this place, and they've got all kinds of nuts and bolts supply there.
Okay.
And then they have, you know, like...
So
like
it's a hardware store.
It's a hardware store, but it's a barn, basically.
Okay.
And they pay for the nuts and bolts by the pound.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, this
back,
whole
like
box...
In the old day. Uh-huh.
So this box that you see sitting in front of me here is heavy. But okay. So I got all kinds of flange nuts, you know... got some self-tapping screws, different okay. sizes. This was cool. I needed shackles for the buggy to attach the winch rope to the front axle.
What happened to the original one?
Well, gee, I wonder, Chris.
Sorry.
So, I bought 2 of those. You owe me, so they had the China one. I bought the China ones. They were $4.95.
Okay, so
that was $15 for US. So, yeah, you owe me $4.95.
Shit.
Lock nuts. I mean, just cool. So I got a ton of stuff to restock my bins in there.
Perfect.
How much do you think this box was?
I imagine it's probably cheaper than the places we go to down here.
Oh,
in
yeah.
the area.
Way cheaper.
I don't know. $75.
$24.72.
No.
Less than $25 for this box.
Wow.
Dude, this would be easily... $150 plus if you were buying at Home Cheapo or any of the other.
Oh, what's that hardware? The specialized places we go to.
And that included the shackles. So there's $10 right there.
Wow.
Off that. So it was actually, you know, $15 worth of hardware.
What's this place called?
It's called the Farmer's Blacksmith. And it's in Escalon, California. So it's out there, you know, out in the valley there, central, you know, farming area.
Ranchers and farmers
Yeah. And they do have, you know, galvanized fittings. They've got some tools. I saw some gear range stuff in there.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And, you know, just different supplies.
Cool.
Welding consumables, you know. I mean, it's a one-stop shop, but the great thing is all the
by weight,
the nuts and bolts, and it's by weight.
That's great.
It's so great.
I mean, I'm just
so that's if you're ever in that area, bring your list of nuts and bolts that you need and go load. I mean, they had stuff up to, you know, frickin' 2-inch bolts in diameter. I mean, some serious hardware. They had like this big ass nut. I thought, oh, that'd be kind of fun, but what was I going to do with it? No, it's probably a $12 nut. Yeah, just for display.
Paperweight.
Yeah. I got enough paperweights around here.
Hashtag Jason.
It's like a Dodge.
Fuck it.
Anyways, snuck that one in.
Yeah, you kind of keep jabbing away. How's your truck doing?
I'm surprised that Ed didn't fire back last episode. You know.
Yeah. No, that was an exciting story about the escape from.
Escape from
Witch Mountain up there, Tamarack Fire. Glad nobody got hurt.
Yeah, and that fire's still going.
The fire is raging. So,
is there any containment at all in that thing?
I think I read 7 or 8%, less than 10% for sure.
Wow.
I texted with a friend of mine who lives there, and he got evacuated, but he says his house is okay, and he's up at staying at a cousin's place up at Tahoe right now. So,
oh really?
He's safe with his children, fortunately. So, anyway, okay. This fire season's still young, unfortunately, and there's still a long ways to go before the first raindrops fall. But let's think positive, and let's continue summer.
One other thing before we close out this episode. So, if you are going up to Trek, we are going to be selling our brand new koozies.
That's right.
They're $5.95 online, and Johnny actually put a package together on there. So, like, if you buy two, there's a discount. You buy four, there's a six pack.
Six and a 12 pack.
Yeah, and I think he's got a 12 pack or stuff. But the price break keeps jumping down when the quantity goes up. But we're going to be selling them for $5. At Trek.
Yeah, we're going to keep it simple.
And don't place any orders through via text or email or online, because that offer is only available at Trek.
That's right.
And in person.
We'll have a limited number up there.
Yep. So $5 for the brand new Mega Ultra Koozie.
That's right.
And you could use it for body work like we talked about last time.
That's right.
So I got to throw a couple of those in the buggy, get loaded up with that. I got a lot of stuff to do. Do you got anything else to talk about? Or
well, I just get real back quick, to it? Real
oh,
quick,
boy,
real
we
quick. We have right, one more review, one new review.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important.
I want to give a shout out to Rye and Dad.
They
brought this in via Apple Podcast, because that's the only place we take reviews
that's
from.
That's right.
Titled Awesome Podcast, 5 stars, great listen, highly recommend. Short, succinct, sweet, and to the point. Bam.
Hey, I like it.
So thank you, Rye and Dad. Appreciate it. And if you haven't, DM Jason on the gram, do that.
Send you a sticker.
He'll take care of you.
We do have to mention that thing sitting in front of you, too.
Right.
The
contest is on. There'll be some, hopefully you've seen the pictures on the gram. And if you haven't seen the pictures on the gram, you can go to Factor 55's website, factor55.com, and you can see the Haas Fairlead, the standard Haas Fairlead, one inch. That's what we're giving away. Hopefully.
Well, you got to go back to the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey July 27th post.
That's correct.
July 27th post, I posted about this giveaway that we're doing, the Factor 55 Fairlead. And all you got to do is respond to that post, comment with three tag-free friends. Three friends. I'm not even drinking. I got Coors Light in front of me. That's
three
it.
Free friends.
Tag
not
three
your paid friends,
friends.
Your free friends.
Yeah, your free friends. You don't want those ones that you have to pay for. That's no fun. So there you go. Tag three friends, and you will be entered into the Factor 55 contest. This is solely sponsored by none other than Wheeling Wine and Whiskey, and compliments to Chris. So yep. Factor 55 did not donate this to us, nor Warren, but we would take, if they gave it to us in the future.
Yeah,
give away.
If they do. Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyways, check that out, and that contest will go through August 31st.
August 31st.
And we shut that down, and then we will announce the winner on the September 7th podcast.
That's correct.
2021.
September 7th.
So there you go. A little giveaway. We give till it hurts here on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey. Lorenzo?
Oh, shut up, Lorenzo. How do they get a hold of us? They want to send us nice love messages.
Well, you can always use the phone number, which we've been having some fun with. Apparently, we have some new messages.
Oh, shit.
Should we get into that?
Let's save those for another episode.
But that's going to be up there. I don't know if we're going to be able to play them.
Well, that's a tease for the rest of it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got yelled at by people because they're like, you haven't played my messages. Sorry.
Sorry.
We got a lot here.
All right. Well, let's want to do one?
You want to do one?
Hold on. Let me make sure we're...
Okay, I got to get connected here. Here we go. Let me get in. Let's do this. God, I almost forgot.
This is this one here.
Okay, so Bluetooth. Here we go. Oh, I'm connected. I'm already in.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to, there's a lot here.
So we're just supposed to do one.
You just one?
Just one.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to skip Tyler's because he's.
Have you listened to these or are these?
I haven't.
Boy, we're going cold.
I know. I'm, oof.
Well, that's the beauty of the podcast. We can edit.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let her rip.
Okay, now play.
Hey, I just want to know what the fuck, that Jackass comes back and you just kick Catalina off the show or what? Or you have her locked up in the basement, the wine cellar. It's kind of, comes back. You went out, spent a bunch of money of Chris's money or... Chris was able to write it off or whatever, but or us patrons are just paying you guys too much money, and we paid for Lorenzo's vacation.
Yeah,
that was just a curious one, and I've been listening for 113 shows now, and just wondering if Chris is going to make his Jeep appearance at the Fordyce Trail.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it there, but maybe I'll make it to the next weekend when the actual PR track is. Not sure, but Jackasses, shit show out here. Have a good day.
Woohoo!
There you go. That was from Uncle Brian.
Uncle Brian, nice.
Oh, Brian. Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
He's got a golf cart now. I know. Side-by-side things. He had a CJ. I don't know if he still has a CJ.
Got to get Carol CJ5, back in the cage.
4Runner. He used to 4-wheel with us, but now he's got the golf cart, which they've been having a blast in.
Yeah, but I mean, last summer at Trek, which our Trek, not regular Trek, but he had that thing all packed up in the trailer and ready to rock and roll out of there that night, and a night run was announced. And
oh, yeah, he unpacked it. That's right.
I've never seen anybody unload a trailer that fast in my whole life. He even beat James. That was amazing.
That was great. So,
thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. And Catalina's still alive and well.
Yeah, she's doing well. It was a temporary thing, you know. She knew if Lorenzo ever came back that he would be back on the show.
Yeah.
Oh. And she was okay with that. And quite frankly, she was too good for us. Too good for us.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Exactly. I got nothing else to say.
Very nice, but she's very nice. We left on very good terms. We will be exchanging Christmas cards this winter, so it's all good.
Nice boobies.
I know. Nice.
Just saying. So the phone number is 408-400-8408-800, because you never gave the phone number. You just let's go right to this. Let's go right to this.
Well,
408-800-5169.
408-800-5169. 408-800-5169. Let's do one more. This is a short one. 28 seconds. Go.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay, here we go.
Yo, it's Jimmy Jet here.
Jimmy Jet.
And I'm calling you from my Ford because my Toyota is broken. But that's beside the point. What I'm calling about is I'm curious. why is it that you guys are not playing Tyler's voice messages? Let us know. Or just play them, one or the other. And by the way, Chris, Dodges suck.
Wow. How's your Toyota doing? Oh, boy. I'm just saying, my clutch didn't break in half.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Yeah, we've purposely been ignoring Tyler's voice messages here. There's all kinds of different ones, and it was just, yeah.
We'll have a special episode.
We will. We're going to have to do a whole episode on them because they go on and on and on, and it's just, it's too much, Tyler.
Too much Tyler. Too much TMT. TMT.
Dynamite.
Cynomite.
All right. Well, there you go. So,
all right, Jimmy.
Feel free to thanks, Jimmy, for that. And yeah, that's why we're just too much Tyler.
Too much going on. If you want to email us, you can email Chris or Jason at WheelingWineWhiskey.com.
Right.
Or Lorenzo. He still has his email.
He does. That's right.
Not sure if he's getting any or not and if he's responding. good luck with that. And then don't forget about the Instagram. That's Wheeling Wine Whiskey.
Yep. That's right.
A lot of activity there, and I'm sure it'll be blowing up when we're up a trek and we have those moments of internet connectivity, as we all know that it's a little sketchy up there.
Oh, yes.
So,
but it's a good thing.
And then last but not least, check out our website, www.wheelingwineandwhiskey.com, where you can see all of our episodes. You can see all of our links for merchandise.
Yes.
And you can see the link for Patreon. Being a patron is not required, but we
appreciate it.
We'd appreciate the support.
Thank you, our new patrons, Tim.
And all of our patrons.
Alan.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And on that note, anything else?
Nope.
We're out.